朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
Paul made it very clear that they themselves had offered up themselves to God first.
换句话说，我这个人必须先放在祭坛上成为活祭，我愿意为主而活。
It's to say that I am willing to put myself on the altar as a living sacrifice and live for God.
我把我的所事、把我的所有、把我所成就的，我都摆在祭坛上，为了荣耀神。
Who I am, all that I possess, I am laying it on the altar for the glory of God.
第二个。
Secondly,
在罗马书第六章讲到我们要把自己献给神的时候
，Romans chapter six tells us that when we offer up our members as a sacrifice,
他先说要像从死里复活的人，先把自己献给神，然后再把自己当作义的器具献给神。
Then it says, before you offer your members, you need to offer yourself as one who is risen from the dead unto the Lord.
所以你的小提琴技术很好。
So your ability to play the violin very well.
绝对不是让我们在众人面前一个 show off 的机会。
It's not an opportunity for you to show off your talents.
和被别人夸奖的机会。
And an opportunity for people to praise you.
我们经过祭坛，经过死而复活，所有出来的都是为了荣耀神。
We go through the altar, we go through death, and come to life for the purpose that everything would be for the glory of God.
所以在我们中间
，So in our midst,
你拿到音乐博士，我们不见得会让你失去。
If you have a doctorate in music theology, theories, we may not let you serve.
你必须是在主的面前被主改变过，你是奉献是为了神的。
You must have been transformed by the Lord and have offered yourself to God before you can serve.
我们的动机是纯正的。
Our motives are pure.
我们的目的是很清楚的。
Our purposes are very clear.
就是为了荣耀神，为了服侍神。
It's for the sake of glorifying God, for serving God.
而且我们的内涵是经过死而复活，不再是我，是主。透过我出来就是了。
And the essence of all this is that we are dead, and what comes out of me is through Christ and Christ alone.
好，我现在来到第二个问题，我怎么知道我的恩赐？
So I come to the second question: How do I discover what my gifts are?
我这里只提三个小点。
And I just make mention of three small points.
第一件事情。
The first one.
我们要追求生命的长大成熟。
Pursue the growth of life.
当你生命长大成熟的时候，你的功用跟恩赐自然会出来的。
As you grow, as you become more mature, these gifts they'll magnify themselves.
我常常讲的一个比喻，一个小 baby 当他小小的时候，他不知道他的脚是干什么的。
A little baby when they're just born, they do not know what their legs are for.
他哭的时候，他要吃奶的时候，他就脚只是踢来踢去。
And when they're hungry and they want to drink milk, all they can do is just kick their legs around.
等到他慢慢长大的时候，发现腿的功用。
And when they get a little older, they discover, hey, these legs, they do something.
他可以爬。
I can crawl.
后来再长大的时候，发现他可以走。
And when they get a little older, they discover I can stand on these things.
再长大的时候，他发现他可以跑。
And then they discover I can walk, and then they discover I can run.
就随着生命长大，他发现腿的功用越来越多，后来发现他可以踢球。
And by the maturing of life, they discover there's more and more function in these legs, and I can actually kick a ball.
弟兄姊妹，你就发现当生命正常成长的时候，他一定。恩赐会出来的。
And once you discover as life matures healthily and properly, the discovering of the gifts becomes very natural.
第二件事情。
Secondly,
我们的恩赐是什么？
What are our gifts?
当你在神家里面运用你的恩赐的时候，
when you begin to put to practice or exercise the gifts you possess,
请你注意到哈，在神家也为着神家在这里运用你恩赐的时候，
pay attention as you begin to use your gifts for God's house.
身体会给你印证。
The body of Christ will testify, will acknowledge it.
如果我不是我的手硬要在地上走路的话，我全身不舒服。
If my hands, I want to walk with my hands, I purposely want to do that, my entire body will not feel comfortable.
甚至当我不尽功用的时候，全身也不舒服。
And even when I'm not functioning, the body is not comfortable.
所以我在主的面前，我必须要把我的 这个人摆在神家里面。
So as I come before God, I need to place myself in the house of God.
把我的恩赐用在神家里面，你就发现圣灵会借着身体给我们印证。
And when I begin to put the practice, start using these gifts, the body of Christ will testify as what your gifts are.
当他真的是一个口站在台上讲话的时候，全教会都要造就的。
When you are a mouth and you are on the stage speaking.To the church of the house of God, the entire body would be edified.
当他不是一个做出口的，你硬把他摆在讲台上，全教会都在受苦。
And when he is not supposed to be a mouth, you say you have to stand up there and speak. Everyone suffers.
所以这两种人站在讲台上，大家都看表的。
And these two kinds of people, everybody's looking at the watch.
第一种人希望他不要下来，第二种人说你怎么还不下来
？And the first group, the first person when he speaks, everybody says, "Oh, stay on a little longer." The second person, everybody, "How come you're still up there?"
身体会对我们印证。
The body will tell us things.
所以当我们站对位置的时候，全身都舒服。
So when we're standing at the right position, the entire body is comfortable.
当我们正功用的时候，全身都舒服的。
When we're functioning as we ought to function, the entire body is comfortable.
全身会从你的身上得到祝福的。
The entire body will be blessed because of you.
我记得一个老弟兄曾经讲过，在上海教会里面有一个做招待的弟兄。
And an elderly brother once shared that there was a brother who was an usher in Shanghai.
这人不是一个很外向啊，在那边大声嘻嘻哈哈的。
He's not a very extrovert. He's not very outgoing
or outgoing.
He's a very quiet, very loving, very quiet. He loves the Lord. And he's very gentle in spirit.
他家里面有钱的不得了，他把所有的这些世界上的这些放到一边，天天穿的很简单的一个蓝大褂。
And he is very wealthy actually, but he lays aside all these things. He comes with simple clothing as he comes to the house.
每个主日他站在门口欢迎弟兄姊妹。
And every Sunday morning he stands at the door to greet all the brothers.
他的弟兄姊妹多少人一看到他就觉得回到神家遇见神。
And everybody when they come through those doors, they meet this brother.They are moved and they are encouraged. I've come back to the house of God. I am here to meet the Lord.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们真的希望大家能够各站其位，各尽其职。
But sister, how I pray every single one of us stand on our right position and we are functioning in those positions.
在神家里面，让神家显明。
That as you place yourself in the house of God, it will be seen.
第三个，圣灵会印证。
And thirdly, the Holy Spirit will acknowledge and testify.And when you are serving in the proper position, you will discover that the Spirit of God particularly anoints the service. The more you serve, the more you joyous become, the more burden you have, the more you want to do better. You will not get to the point where you are more and more miserable the more you serve.
虽然外面可能有很多的代价，很多的困难。
Sure, there may be prices that you might have to pay outwardly.
可是当你在做这个服事的时候，你就觉得整个里面好像有火，有 passion, 热血沸腾了。
But when you are serving in that capacity, you know there's a fire burning, there's a passion inside.
他就是要传福音。
You said, I need to share the gospel.
他看到人就是要传福音。
When I see someone, I gotta tell them about the gospel.
这次接待我们的弟兄拐拐撞撞的，然后他不太讲话，他都不太讲话的。
And the brother who received us when we were in China, he didn't talk very much.
然后他教育程度也不高。
And he wasn't very highly educated.
可是他整个人就是爱人的灵魂，就是传福音的。
And he has a hard passion for the soul of man, and he shared the gospel.
他们告诉我们，他们一起坐车到另外一个省去传福音的时候。
And they told us a story that when they would get in the car and go to another town to share the gospel.
那个巴士上面这么多不信主的人。
The bus was full of people that did not know the Lord.
其他弟兄们怎么好像传福音，人家都没有表情。
And everybody tried to share on the bus, and nobody responded. They didn't have any expression.
这个弟兄就走过去，拉着人家肩膀，就这样子看着他。耶稣，他就这样讲几句话。
And this brother, this wonderful brother, he would reach over and just grab somebody by the shoulder and say, "You need to believe in Jesus."
每一个被他这样子弄过的，后来都信耶稣。
Everyone that's been hugged by him, they all came to Christ.
他就是那个爱跟那个单纯，他长得快快的，可是每一个我想也不是怕的哈，真的就是。
The love that this brother possesses is a little chubby, but it's not because people came to Christ because they're afraid.
人家会讲他这个是一个彪悍，却是柔情似水，这么有爱。
This big stature man, yet he is full of gentleness, full of love.
他们说他们开那个三轮车，大家坐在上面，哐哐哐哐哐在马路上走的时候。
And they were in these motorcycles with three wheels, and as they were on the road, it's very loud and very bumpy.
他们经过那个市集市场，有很多人在那边。 这个弟兄二话不说跳下来跑进去就跟人家传福音。
And they pass the marketplace, his brother, as they come to a pause and stop, he rushes off and immediately goes and shares the gospel.
很多人都信耶稣。
And everybody immediately comes to Christ.
而且我们这个弟兄有一个很绝对的地方，你要信耶稣，你得跟我跪下来祷告的。
And this brother, he is very absolute. He says, if you want to believe in Jesus, you need to get on your knees and pray with me.
所以教会的长老、负责弟兄都在为这个弟兄做见证，常常看他在马路上拉到人就跪在地上祷告。
And this brother, the elders of the church would testify.For this brother, oftentimes they walk in the street, they find this brother with somebody on their knees praying to God.
那弟兄姊妹，你如果不知道你的恩赐是什么
，So brothers, if you have not yet discovered what your gifts are,
也很可能是第一个，就是因为我们没有好好追求生命的长进，所以我们到今天不知道。
Perhaps one, we personally have not pursued growth to be mature in Christ, so we have not yet known it.
那第二个，我们没有真正在神家里面把它用出来服侍神的儿女。所以我们显明不出来。
Secondly, you're not bold enough to come and utilize these gifts in the house of God, so it cannot be seen.
那第三个就是在你用的时候，你没有降服圣灵的运行，没有依靠圣灵在我们里面的工作，所以我们显明不出来。
Thirdly, when you use it, you do not surrender it to the power and the will of the Holy Spirit, so it cannot be manifested.
所以你从正面看，这三件事情是帮助我们明白恩赐的。
So positively, you can see that these three things.Help us to discover what these gifts are.
就是生命的长进，身体的印证，圣灵的印证。
The growth in your life, the confirmation, the body, the confirmation, Holy Spirit.
同样的，这三件事情也是我们不清楚自己恩赐所在的原因。
You also discover these three things can also be the reason as to why you're not clear what your gifts are.
就是我们生命缺少健康的成长。
One, you lack natural growth, progressional growth of your life.
我们来到神家接受服侍，没有想到要服侍人，要造就别人，要叫神得荣耀。
You come to God's house, you only want to be served. You don't think about serving others, that God would be glorified through what I do.
我们有没有把自己交出来，在神家里面运用我们的恩赐？
Did you put your house in the house of God and say, God, use me?
第三个就是因为我们没有降服在圣灵的运行上。
Thirdly, we are not surrender under the moving of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这里讲到要明白是这样子啊。
So again, to understand and discover what your gifts are, these are the three secrets.
第二个，运用恩赐的时候，目的要很清楚，动机要很纯正。
Secondly, as you exercise these gifts, you must clearly understand the purpose and have a pure motive as what these gifts are for.
恩赐是帮助我们有效的来。服侍出圣灵在我们里面要借着我们而有的工作。
And these gifts is for the purpose of helping us effectively exercise and put forth the work that the Holy Spirit wants to accomplish through us.
恩赐是帮助我们有效的把我们里面基督的生命、基督的丰富流露出来。
And these gifts is to help us effectively flow out the life of Christ that is in us.
恩赐是帮助我们有效的把神的旨意、神要做的事情，透过我们有效的服侍出来。
And these gifts are for the purpose of effectively be able to exercise the will of God through us.
我不太愿意把恩赐当 tools， 好像是很难讲，它是一个 channel 一样。
And I don't want to necessarily paint the picture that gifts are merely tools. It's more like a channel.
神有事情要做，神有旨意要成就。
There's something that God wants to accomplish. There's something that God wants to do.
有基督的生命，基督的丰富要 channel out， 要流露出来。
There's the life of Christ, the blessings of Christ that needs to flow out.
有圣灵的工作要在我们中间运行。
There's a particular work of the Holy Spirit that the Holy Spirit wants to do here.
我们每一个人借着我们所得到的恩赐，让这三件事情能够自由地在我们中间。
And every single one of us, from the gifts that God has given us, these three things may freely move through us.
所以恩赐是帮助我们有效地来得到神要我们得到的。
So the gifts is to enable us effectively receive what God wants us to lay hold of.
它的本身
，the very nature of it，
不能够过度地去高举它。
You cannot overly exalted or elevated.
所以如果生命跟恩赐照理说不应该冲突的。
The life within you and the gifts you possess should not be in conflict.
当它如果真冲突或者我们分辨不出来的时候。
But they do come in conflict and you get in the situation you cannot distinguish the two.
我们决定要重视先选择生命好的。
And you must first choose life.
而不是生命好而不是恩赐大的。
And not who is greater.And the manifestation of the gifts.
我们要懂得会去分辨。
We need to have the distinction to choose.
所以你不要以为有一个人他有神意的恩赐，能够叫人眼睛瞎的开了，你就把他高举的不得了。
Do not come and see someone who has the ability to heal those who are blind, and you take him and you elevate him.
他自己不 可能有能力叫瞎眼的可以看见。
He himself has not the ability to cause the blind to see.
是神的能力，是神能够叫这个瞎眼可以看见。
It is God's power through him to cause the blind to see.
是神在这个时候透过他把这个一边的恩赐给他，让他可以把神的能力临到这个人。
And God at this particular time through this vessel that someone would be healed through him.
所以本质 contents 内容更重要。
So we need to acknowledge that the content, the essence of it is more important.
而且当一个人不降服在圣灵底下的时候，神可以把恩赐收回来，随时可以收回来。
And when a person is not surrendered to the will and authority of the Holy Spirit, God could very easily take back those gifts.
所以你发现很多那些灵恩派的那种有一并恩赐的人，后来恩赐被神拿回去了。
You discover many individuals who are very charismatic, they have the ability to heal.
他们还在那里勉强制造一些场面，好像有人得医治。
But yet God has taken those gifts back, and they forcefully create an environment seemingly like someone's being healed.
我看过太多，我听过太多人流泪告诉我他们的经历。
I've seen many occasions, I've heard many testimonies.
所以要降服生命。
That some of these acts are false, so we need to acknowledge.
神把这个恩赐给我，或是在这段时间给我这个恩赐，我就是忠心的用它。
God's given me these gifts, or in this season of life, God's given me these talents and abilities. I need to faithfully exercise them.
他绝对有主权可以把它拿回去。
He has the absolute authority to take it back.
要在乎内涵。
We need to pay attention to what's on the inside.
我曾经打过一个比方哈。
And I once gave an analogy.
假如有人把现代最先进的厨房的用具送给你，花了300万盖美金啊，盖的一个厨房。
If somebody built a $3 million commercial grade kitchen, and everything in the kitchen is top of the line, and they give you this kitchen.
什么东西都是第一流的。
And everything is first class.
好，你只要program 按几个 key 出来的东西就好得不得了。
I press a couple of buttons, throw the food inside, and it's a wonderful meal.
你甚至把一只猪赶进去，他会帮你洗干净，帮你杀了，帮你切了，帮你什么都做好了。
And all you have to do is take a live pig and herd it into the machine, and out pops a wonderful meal.
然后都是第一流，全世界最好最好最好的。
And all these machines, they're first class.
然后他们谁不请？请了余弟兄当厨师。
And they don't invite anyone; they would invite Pastor Yu to be the cook.
然后我就给你烧了一锅水，这是你们知道的我的拿手好菜，叫青龙过江。
And I would boil a pot of water and give you my famous dish, the green dragon crossing the river.
那锅水要烧得滚的，好让它很震动。
And you gotta boil the water to the point where it's just boiling rapidly.
你愿意的话，加两滴酱油变成黑龙江。
If you're willing, they drop a couple of soy sauce, that it becomes the dark river.
切一段青葱放下去，这叫做青龙过江。
Cut a segment of green onion and toss it in the water. That is the green dragon crossing the river.
人家被请来看到这么漂亮的厨房
and somebody with guests would start to arrive and they look at this wonderful kitchen
看到这么好听的名字青龙过江
and they hear this wonderful term for this dish
大家都准备好了
and everybody's so anxious
然后我端出来的是这个
and this is what I serve
结果你觉得怎么样
what do you think
没有内容
There is no content to this dish.
你可以这个媒介这个 tools everything 都是最好的。
And everything that you possess in your disposal is the very best.
但是你没有东西。
Yet you have no content.
你找一个世界上最会演讲的人来跟神的儿女们讲道。
And he takes someone who is an eloquent speaker to come and speak to the people of God.
他可以讲得头头是道。
And he can speak everything very eloquently.
但是有生命的人都知道我能不能从他得生命。
Everyone who has life, as they listen, they will know whether I can receive life from him.
你找世界上音乐最好的来带 worship.
You take the best musician, you put him on the stage and have him lead worship.
我跟你说，你不见得能够像今天早上我们这样子的遇见神。
And I will tell you, you may not necessarily be able to meet God as we met God this morning.
所以，目的要很清楚，我们是为了要侍奉神，为了要荣耀神。
So the purpose must be clear. It is for the purpose of serving and glorifying God.
我们为了要服侍弟兄姊妹。
For serving brothers and sisters.
要叫人得到造就。
That everyone would be edified.
第三个。
Thirdly.
要决定要顺服圣灵来运用它。
Be absolutely obedient to the Holy Spirit as we use it.
圣灵叫你开口，你就要开口。
When the Holy Spirit said, "Open up your mouth, open up your mouth."
圣灵叫你不要讲，你就不要讲。
Holy Spirit says, "Keep it closed and be quiet."
圣灵感动我们起来为主做这个见证，你不要说哎呀主不好意思。
The Holy Spirit says, "Get up and share this testimony." Don't say to the Lord, "I'm a little shy. I don't think this is very significant."
所以我们在用的时候要接受圣灵的带领。
So when we utilize it, uses it, we need to
I'm believing the Holy Spirit. 就连我们不想用的时候，不想动的时候，你也要顺服圣灵的运行。
Even when we don't want it to put it to practice, be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
我记得有一个弟兄说，他说我们传道人最怕的就是听见弟兄姊妹说我没有圣灵的感动。
And a pastor once shared that one of the things that we as pastors fear the most is when we hear brother sister says that.I have not been moved by the Holy Spirit.
很多的时候，你不是没有圣灵的感动，而是你圣灵感了你，你不肯动。
A lot of times, it's not because the Holy Spirit didn't move you, but the Holy Spirit moved you, but you're unwilling to move.
当你起来波饼聚会赞美神两三句话，你说主不好意思。
And the Lord says, "Hey, get up and praise me during communion." And yet you said, "Lord, I'm too shy. I don't want to say it."
啊，或是你正要念的时候，你说：“哎呀，这一节刚刚被全球姐妹念遍了。”
And you want to read a particular verse in the songs of Sister Ellen? She just read it.
难道神不知道全球要念吗
？Didn't God know she's going to read that verse?
当他感动你的时候，他说：“哎呦，不好意思，全球把你念去了，那我换一节。”
And if God moves you to read that verse, would God say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that. Well, I'll change another verse."
少讲理由，立刻顺服。
Don't reason with God.Obey immediately. We need to learn to obey the Holy Spirit.
该讲不是该用，而是不该用。该用到什么程度，都要顺服神。
Whether you use it or not use it, to what capacity do you use it? Learn to be submissive to the Holy Spirit.
我跟你说哈。
And I will tell you.
我这辈子第一次站讲台。
The very first time I spoke and stood on the pulpit.
1979年4月的时候。
April 1979.
那个时候我的瘤是我现在的十倍到二十倍这么大，大得不得了。
Tumor on my face is about 10 to 20 times the size of what you see today.
我在美国读研究所的时候
，I was in grad school in America.
查经班的弟兄，所有人都叫我一定要叫我站讲台。
And our leading brothers and our Bible study says we need you to go and speak on Sunday.
从我个人怎么看我自己，从我个人身上所发生的事，我从来没有想到我会站讲台。
And from how I viewed myself and the things that has transpired in my life, I've never imagined that I would stand on the pulpit and speak.
第一，我小的时候有口疾的问题。
First of all, I stuttered when I was young.
那叫口齿癌，口齿癌。不可以啊，两个人现在都常常不一样。我为了叫我爸爸。
And
我叫我爸爸一声，叫爸爸。
Well, for the sake of just saying daddy in Chinese.
爸爸，
爸爸。
我坐在台湾的日本式的榻榻米上面那个房子。
And I was on Japanese style wood floor.
我坐在上面看到我爸爸下班回来，我为了叫他一声爸爸，我就爸爸爸爸爸爸爸爸，整个人倒到快到榻榻米了，啪，两个字才出来啊。
For the sake of saying, Baba, when he came through the door from work, I was struggling my whole body, and then finally I was able to get the words Baba out.
我痛苦得不得了。
I was miserable.
第二个。
Secondly,
我们家六个男生
of the six men or siblings in the house,
没有女生
we didn't have any sisters.
我小学读和尚学校，中学也读和尚学校，初中、高中都是男生的。
And,
对不起，我不要讲和尚了，我们在台湾那样讲，就是男孩子的学校。
Almost translated incorrectly. I attended a school that was of all men, all male.
全部都是男孩。
And they're all boys.
所以我。刚开始看到女孩讲话的时候，就满脸红，然后咽口水。
And whenever I see a girl, I have to say something. My face turns red, and all I can do is just keep swallowing.
我紧张得不得了。
I was terrified.
哪里像你们现在这样
？Unlike Aaron and David.
第三个。
And thirdly,
从我14岁开始，我的瘤从手上开始跑到脸上，然后越长越大，越长越大。所以到了1979年，我的瘤是现在的十倍大。
And at the age of 14, the tumor transferred from my arm to the side of my face. And by 1979, it's about 10 to 20 times what you see today.
我长话短说，我从来没有觉得我可以站在讲台上讲到。
And I never imagined that I would be standing here or sharing on behalf of God.
弟兄姊妹为我。祷告鼓励我，我自己鼓足了勇气，花了一个多月的时间预备了我第一篇讲道。
My sister prayed for me, they encouraged me, so I prepared for about a month time before I stood up here for the very first time.
然后我第一次站在讲台的时候，我以为一个钟头都不够的。
And when I got on the stage, I thought an hour is not enough for me to say what I need to say.
没想到我不到半小时，我已经从创世纪讲到启示录。
Half an hour, I finished everything I had to say from Genesis all the way to Revelation.
我那时的预备真的是从创世纪一直翻到启示录，把我读经心得都写下来。
When I prepared prepared for that message that literally started from Genesis all the way to Revelation and had tons of notes throughout the entire, all the books.
半个小时撑不下去，我下台了。
About half an hour, I said, I have nothing more to say, I got down.
我就学了一招，就是大家一起祷告。And
so I learned a particular move, and that is, unless everybody pray.
那一天没想到，这么多人哭了，那是我来到美国没有看过的事情。
And then I didn't discover that as we were praying, everybody was sobbing. It was something that I've never seen when I came to the States.
怎么可能呢？
But弟兄姊妹很多人流眼泪. A lot of brothers just shed tears after hearing the message that day.
然后隔了没有多久,
and after a little while,
我七月份，1979年的七月，我到纽约去动手术。
And in July of that same year, I went to New York to have an operation.
医生开了四个小时，开不到一半就把我嘴角切歪了，我的嘴巴也歪了，瘤还留在里面。
And in 4 hours of operation, the little operations, in the process of taking out the tumor, he severed a nerve on my face. My mouth is forever crooked.
好不容易受到一点的鼓励，被浇了一个冷水，我跟神说，我这一辈子再也不会站台上了。
And I was encouraged when I had the response. I saw the response of the brother sister. But after that particular event, I felt that I was drenched with cold water. And I said, "Well, I'm never going to get up there."
他们怎么叫我，我都不肯上去。
No matter how they encouraged me, I said, "Well, I don't want to do it."
心里面非常的灰心，非常的痛。
I was very discouraged. I was very sad.
然后我说，主，你干嘛要这样子的人站在讲台上？
Oh, Lord, why would you want someone like me to stand up here?
不光我自己受苦，弟兄姊妹受苦。
I'm miserable. Everybody's going to be miserable.
看到一个人肿了一个大黑瘤，嘴巴歪的站在里面讲台。
You see someone with a huge tumor on their face, and then his mouth is crooked, and he's speaking.
弟兄姊妹，我没有空细说。
Brothers and sisters, I don't have the time to go through the details.
可是当我每一次简短的顺服圣灵交通话语的时候，
But every time I'm willing to submit myself to the Holy Spirit and share what God put in my heart,
主自己在我里面印证，主给我力量。
God Himself tells me I am your strength.
我今天还是你一个合神心意的仆人差远了，可是至少我越来越清楚，这是主给我的一个责任跟托付。
I feel that I'm still far from being a servant of God's heart, but I know that this is God's commitment or God's commandment for me to do.
我之所以交上这个见证，我是希望鼓励我们在座的弟兄姊妹。
I share this particular testimony to all of you to encourage everyone who's here.
恩赐跟天然的才干是不一样的。
Gifts and natural talents, they're not the same.
他是神给我们。
God has given them to us.
是为了他的。
For Him.
是为了造就人的。
For the sake of edifying others.
是接受圣灵在我们里面，圣灵自己来带领我们。 帮助我们怎么用它。
But the Holy Spirit Himself wants to be the author and the minister of these gifts.
所以当我们用的时候，我们一定要很谦卑。
So when we use it, we need to come with a humble heart.
知道这个不是从自己来的。
We know that it did not come from the Lord.
知道这个是圣灵来的。
It came from the Holy Spirit.
我们不光要顺服它。
We not only submit to it.
而且我们决定要顺服在教会，在身体的里面。
We also need to be submissive in the confines of the house, not in the church.
恩赐是为了造就人，为了建立基督的身体。
The gifts for the purpose of edifying others, for building up the body of Christ.
是为了造就教会。
It's for edifying the church.
那么各占其位，各尽其职，让基督能够满有基督长成的身量。
Everyone may be at the right position that we may have the full stature of Christ.
最后，
lastly,
提到我们需要忠心。
It says we need to be faithful.
非常忠心的来使用它。
Faithful in administering these gifts.
而且不停止在主面前的成长。
And we do not cease to grow into mature.
我想这个我就没有时间说了。
And I'm out of time to elaborate on this term.
我可不可以请我师父今天上来带领我们唱刚才Channels Only。
Can I ask the worship team to please come up and lead us in the last song that we sing? Or Channels Only.
637首。
637.
所以我希望我们每一个人都要知道恩赐是从神来的。
We all need to know that our gifts are from God.
我们要非常的尊重他，要宝贝他。
We need to cherish it. We need to treasure it.
我们要在主的面前能够不断的长进，好好的来使用它。
We need to continue to grow and to mature that we may put it to practice or exercise it well.
我们不过是 channel.
We are but channels.
神要使用我们每一个人。
But God wants to use every one of us.
给神家带来更大的祝福。
朋友，你收听的是 福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页，点击永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。